You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is maybe a very predictable chapter in my life story, going from indie rocker to married to a famous person to divorced and then writing a divorce record.
Death Cab for Cutie released their eighth album in March 2015. The song El Dorado was written in the wake of a breakup between lead singer Ben Gibbard and actress Zooey Deschanel. In this episode, Ben talks about the metaphor of the city of El Dorado and how it fit the story he wanted to tell. Plus, he talks about how a few pieces of equipment ended up shaping the creative process.
My name is Ben Gibbard. I'm the singer and guitar player in the band Death Cab for Cutie. I found myself a couple years ago trading a number of instruments into this guitar shop in Tacoma that a friend of mine works at. So I ended up picking up a Fender Mustang guitar, and then they kind of threw in this Rhythm Master drum machine with it, which is one of those like little wood panel drum machines that has seven presets on it, a tempo, and a volume. That was it. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll take that drum machine too. And then I ended up writing the majority of the songs on the record with this particular Mustang guitar and this Rhythm Master drum machine. So El Dorado started with just this drum machine and then playing this arpeggiated guitar part that kind of starts the song. This is a song that I had an acute case of demo-itis with, because I was so happy with the demo. And I knew, even being happy with the demo, I knew that in its state, it wasn't something we could just put on the record the way it was. The original demo is really sleepy and kind of halftime, but I was so attached to the demo. I had a really difficult time breaking out of those tropes. But I think what really saved the song was, you know, Jason ended up going into the drum room and just kind of laid down this double time beat that played against the drum machine. And when we came back in the next day, we're like, oh my God, that's great. That's it. That's how we're going to do it. That gives the song a drive that it didn't have before. I only realize now, I had kind of gotten away from writing particular types of guitar parts over the years, because I started playing a guitar that had a much wider neck, and I have kind of like stubby fingers. And, you know, in the early days, I played these Fender Bullet guitars, which had a very kind of slender, thin neck. So playing this Mustang, my hand started moving in a fashion that was similar to the way I used to write guitar parts 15 years ago. I really don't think I would have written a riff like that had it not been for the Mustang. So with this particular song, I just found myself kind of singing the melody against the guitar part, which was something I tend to do, maybe to my detriment at times, is play a guitar part and then sing a version of what I'm already playing on guitar.
Seems you finally found El Dorado.
The metaphor of El Dorado has been used a number of times, but I kind of liked this idea of, you know, the city of gold is actually just like a lot in Culver City.
Over in Culver City, shining bright, naming lights, and I'm trying.
You know, it's kind of a nod to the entertainment industry and the fact that, you know, a lot of studios have their lots down in Culver City. So there's this notion of like one finds their kind of their El Dorado in somewhere on a studio lot, you know. El Dorado is the promise of something mythical and kind of exciting and grandiose in a fairly mundane world. It is a mirage. We all kind of reach milestones in our lives where we sit back and it doesn't feel the way we thought it was going to feel when we used to dream about getting there. And that just leaves us all underwhelmed and questioning our motives for wanting a particular kind of accolade or car or house or wife or kids or whatever it might be. I mean, I'm as guilty of finding myself in that position as probably anybody else is. in this particular song, the narrator is saying, like, yeah, it seems like you found your El Dorado, and it's just right down the street, and I'm trying to be excited for you, but I know this is going to change us. Not only your relationship to that person, but also kind of, it will change them as well.
So why does it feel underwhelming, barely real, and I'm trying to be hard for you? Oh, I'm trying to be hard for you as you slip away behind the gates, behind the gates.
Rich Costi, our producer, hit me to this piece of gear called a Voice Live. Very early in the record, he kind of dumped this piece of gear on my lap and said, figure out how to use this. Because he had just finished producing a record for Kimbra. She is apparently like a genius with this thing. She just got these crazy, crazy vocal sounds of that thing. And so those really high vocals that are way higher than I could ever sing, they're pitched up via the Voice Live. In a song like this that is so minimal on the lyric front, this one was a perfect candidate for doing something with the vocals to kind of make them sound a little otherworldly.
El Dorado.
I found myself going through a very painful and abrupt separation and divorce, and it existed somewhat in the public eye. And it's not an experience I would wish on my worst enemy. You find ways to kind of unpack all of these really complicated emotions in writing, and in my case, in songwriting. Even though there are not a lot of lyrics in the song, I think the specificity is really important to me. When I'm writing a song, I need to see it in my mind's eye. I need to kind of, you know, see the subjects of the song, place them like in a little diorama, so to speak, and then have them interact with each other. Going into all of the songs in this record, I kind of knew the questions I was going to get asked about them. Is this song about your ex-wife? Is this song about your ex-wife? You know, I just didn't feel like it was worth trying to veil these songs. There are, you know, a number of songs throughout recorded music that we know who they're about, but they've only survived because people over the years have found their own meanings and their own subjects for the songs. And that's kind of what kept me from thinking too much about pulling back in some of these songs.
And now, here's El Dorado by Death Cab for Cutie in its entirety.
Seems you finally found El
You can find all the past and future episodes of Song Exploder at songexploder.net or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Find the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Song Exploder. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, story-driven shows. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. My name is Hrishikesh Hirwe. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia. From PRX.